people who live in low-income communities are more likely to reside in neighborhoods with few to no trees compared to people who live in more affluent neighboring towns. In New Jersey, environmentalists and residents have spearheaded initiatives to reverse this trend and help boost residents' quality of life in the process. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Tennyson Donye has more.
Jay Watson says you can tell the quality of a neighborhood just by counting the trees.
We believe that clean, green streets really have a major impact on how people feel about their community and their lives.
The Ewing native is co-executive director of the New Jersey Conservation Foundation, a nonprofit organization that recently received more than $1.3 million in state grant funding to plant tree canopies in environmentally overburdened neighborhoods in Trenton, the state capital. According to the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, Trenton, a predominantly Black and Latino city, has a significantly lower tree canopy percentage than whiter, more affluent neighboring towns like Lawrence Township and Princeton. Tree canopies reduce urban heat by providing shade and absorbing harmful greenhouse gases, including carbon dioxide. They also provide myriad physical and mental health benefits. Watson argues that neighborhoods lacking canopies tend to experience more issues related to quality of life, including a disproportionate amount of crime.
Data shows that a 12% increase in tree canopy on a street reduces crime by 10%.
Camden, once known as one of the most dangerous cities in the U.S., also has one of the lowest tree canopy percentages in New Jersey. Justin Dennis is Camden Program Director for the Trust for Public Land, another recipient of grant funding from the state to address climate issues. Dennis says his organization will plant hundreds of trees at Reverend Evers Park in Camden's Morgan Village. He hopes the project will inspire residents to learn more about caring for the environment.
We want to make sure that as this process is happening, residents can see what trees will look like as juveniles, as they mature, the ways that the trees look in fall and spring, the ways that they flower, have opportunities to ask questions about allergies and pollutant load and asthma. These are all really important.
From the New Jersey desk, Tennyson Donye, WHYY News.